Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today we have a very, very unusual story. This is a story about a Holocaust survivor. That means somebody that was, unfortunately, in the Holocaust in 1940 or so, 1942. And the Holocaust was a very, very, very terrible situation where many, many millions of Jewish people were killed. Very, very cruel, terrible, terrible situation. And this was a person who was probably about 18 during the Holocaust, and he survived, and he was living in Australia, and he actually was related to a bacher in the yeshiva who told me this story. So after the Holocaust, he remained frum. He kept keeping Torah mitzvahs. But when he was an older man, one day his niece, who was the mother of the bacher who told me the story, his niece noticed that although it was a fast day, her uncle was actually eating food. And she said to him, "Uncle, you know, it's a fast day." And he answered, and he said, "I fasted so many times when I was in the camps that I'm full. I fasted enough times. I did that mitzvah of fasting, and therefore I don't feel that I have to fast anymore." Now, I'm not telling this story in order to prove that this is a halachic decision. I'm not saying it's a halachic decision. I'm just telling the story because the story shows us really the greatness of the person who survived, that there's no way for us, you know, who, Baruch Hashem, have a full supper table every night and a full breakfast table and a full lunch table. There's no way for us to really understand what it means to go through the Holocaust. But we see a little bit what it means, that this person suffered so much with literally nothing to eat, a few scraps of potatoes, you know, and water. This is what they survived on. And in fact, on Yom Kippur, they would actually not even eat, many of them would not even eat the scraps of potatoes. They would save it for after Yom Kippur so that they could break the fast with a few scraps of potatoes. So what they went through was unimaginable, really. And it really shows the incredible power of a Jewish neshama, of a Jewish soul. Now, we, of course, hope that this will never happen again, but it's important to learn this lesson, that when we see somebody who went through the Holocaust, there's no opportunity at all whatsoever to criticize them, you know, in any way, because we cannot imagine what they experienced. But this person gave us a little bit of a hint. Now, what can we learn from this about Mashiach? So our sages tell us that when Mashiach comes, the goodness of physical things, of riches and all sorts of good things to eat, will be so much, there'll be so much of it, that it'll be like dust, just like we don't care about dust. So too, although there will be so much physical goodness, it will not mean anything to us, because what will we be busy with? We'll be busy with Torah and with mitzvahs and with knowing Hashem. So let us increase in our Torah and mitzvahs, especially in all areas of goodness and kindness and in learning about Mashiach and Geula. And this is the fastest way to bring about Mashiach and Geula. And may we have success in the war which is going on in Eretz Yisrael now. And it's very important for us also, just like when we see somebody who went through the Holocaust, to be able to feel a little bit, to empathize with them a little bit, what it was like. The same thing now. Many, many people in Eretz Yisrael are suffering very, very terribly, with families lost and hostages of families and so forth. And it's very important for us who may not be experiencing that to try to imagine what it's like and to try to feel for them and to try to bear some of their burden. And through our tefillos, our prayers and our learning of Torah, doing of mitzvahs, this will certainly bring the victory over our enemies and bring Mashiach so much quicker. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.